Daf Nun Ches. Today's learning is sponsored by the Hershkowitz family, leader Nishmas Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, and by the Weider family, Furshem Daniela Tzipor Bas Dina, and by the Zucker family, Lila Nishmas Chai Nechama Bas Mordechai. Okay, so we are on the top of Nun Ches and Aleph. We got pretty far down. We got to the two dots. So the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah what had happened. We had sprinkled the blood on top of the Karnas Mizbech. We mixed the Dam Asar, the Dam Hapar. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Nosan Esamali Berekan. So after putting the Dama Sar into the Dama Par, so all the blood's in one of the Kalim, and the other one's empty. So now the Mishnah's telling us, take the full cup of blood and place it into the empty cup. So what does that even mean? So Gemara's going to entertain the possibility. Does it mean you put the entire Kli with the blood, insert it inside the empty one? Now you and I would have thought you pour it from the full one into the empty one, but the Gemara is suggesting, no, you put the actual kli with the blood inside the empty kli. So Gemara says, "Bayi minei Rami bar Chama mirav Chisa hiniach mizrach bisoch mizrach v'kibol as damo kibol bas adam mahu." So what if you do the following? Let's say you put one keli inside another keli, one mizrach inside another mizrach, and you catch the blood inside the inside mizrach, right? So you're holding the outer mizrach. There's an inside mizrach, and the blood goes in the one, but you're holding the outer one. So what's the question there? So the Gemara says, is that chamin b'mino chotis? Do we assume, since you're supposed to be holding the kli directly, but you're not, there's a chatit in between, but it's the same min, they're both the same keli, so maybe we say min b'mino is chotis, and it's not a good Kabbalah? Oh, eino chotis, maybe it's not a chatit, and it's an acceptable Kabbalah. Look at Rashi in the top. Rashi says, v'kibo bas adam, kol kabbalos shel koimos hashana, could be barley. First of all, the question is not one about Yom Kippur. It's a general question. And then he says, min b'mino, mizrach, when mizrach is the same min. Do we say chotet, says Rashi, v'nimtza she'ein kabbalah zu b'kohen. It's not with the hands of the kohen. It's a chatitza and apostle. Sherei eino ocheiz b'mizrach shadam bo. He's not holding on to the mizrach that's catching the blood. So Gemara says, maybe we could bring a rye from our Mishnah by Yom Kippur. Amar le tanisuah, we learn in the Mishnah, nasan esamali berekan. You place the full keli inside the empty keli, my lava, who shivit mizrach malei letoch mizrach reka. Does it not mean you place the mizrach, which has the blood, inside, as I said before, the empty one, and you're holding the outside mizrach with the inside mizrach holding the blood? Is that not a raya that it's acceptable? That's what you're supposed to do, and it's good for Kabbalah as well? So Gemara says, lo, it means ira mizrach malei letoch mizrach reka. We take the blood that's in the full one, and we empty it out into the empty one, which is how we would have all understood the Mishnah. But again, the Mishnah doesn't say Ira. It says you actually, if you read it literally, it means you put the Mizrach inside the other Mizrach. So the Gemara says, Ha Tani L'Resha. But we already learned that in the Resha of the Mishnah, that your Ira, Dam HaPar, L'Dam, L'Toch Dam HaSayer. So why does it say it again? So Gemara says, Kidei L'Arvan Yafa Yafa. It's telling us to emphasize that you have to make it mix it very, very well. Just pouring it once isn't enough. You have to pour it once and then pour it back another time to make sure that they get mixed very, very well. So there's a raya for this question. So Gemara says, maybe we could bring a raya from the following. Tashma, there's a din. Hayo omed al gabe kli, o al gabe regel, chavero, pasul. So there's a din, just like what you have to hold on to. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains there's a din of chatitza by standing on the ritzpah of the base of Migdash. Rashi says, omed al gabe kelim, around five narrow lines down, four narrow lines down. Detane debay rabbi Yishmael hol, the ritzpah mikadesh. Just the ritzpah has the ability to be mikadesh. V'chli sharis mikadshin. We have an equation between a kli and the ritzpah of the mikdash. Ma kli sharis lo yeh davar chotet beino bein kli sharis. The kari must hold it directly. He can't have any chatitza. Af ritzpah lo yeh davar chotet beino levein haritzpah. The feet, the barefoot of the kari has to be directly on the ritzpah. So you can't stand on top of kalim, and you can't stand on top of a person, another kohen's regal either. So what's the raya here? So we see min b'mino is a chotet, because if he stands his foot on top of another foot, that's pasul, min b'mino is chotet. That's the raya. The Gemara says that's not a raya. Maybe a regal is different than a kli. Shiny regal, de lo matzi mevatale. Maybe only by regal is it a chatitza, because you cannot be mevato your friend's regal. You can't say, leave your foot here for the rest of the your life, or even for the rest of the day, or for the next hour. You have no right to do that. So maybe by that case, it's a chatitza. But by the mizrach, where the mizrach has no das, you could decide to keep the mizrach there inside the other mizrach as long as you want. Maybe by that case, it would be not a considered a chatitza. Only by regal would it be a chatitza, but maybe not by the mizrach, and the Gemara does not have any answer. Gemara now says, Ikadami, another suggestion was, Hachi bai minei. This was the shaila that they initially had asked. It wasn't a question of chatitza or not chatitza, rather, it was a question whether this is called derech sheris bekach Ein Derech Sheris Bekach. He wanted to know whether this is considered, you know, we discussed already a couple of times, there's a certain way you have to serve in front of Hashem. It has to be done in a respectful way, Derech Eretz. Like, for example, we spoke about using your teeth, right, with the Ktoris and the Kafa Machta. That's Lav Derech Eretz, Lav Arach Ara, to do that in front of a king, certainly not in front of Melech Malchei Amlochim. So when you serve Hashem and do the Kabbalah, and you put one Kli Sharis inside another Kli Sharis, is that called Derech Sheris? Is that acceptable or not? That was the Shaila, not a question of Chatzitza. So Gemara brings a Raya, Tashma. Tatani debate Rabbi Yishmael, es kol Kli Sharis asher Yisharis ubam b'kodesh. So there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk explained in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar that they took the Kli Sharis, which is sounds like multiple, kol Kli Sharis, multiple ones, and that's called Sharis. So the drasha is Shnei Kelim v'Sheris Achas. You can have two Kelim, and it can still be considered a proper Sheris. So here as well, one Keli inside another Keli, one Mizak inside another Mizak would be called the Sharis, based on this Pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. So Gemara then says, new topic, related, I guess. Baimine Rami Bar Chama Rav Chisda. He asked another question to Rav Chisda. Heniach Siv Besoch HaMizrak. So now, this case, you're putting a sieve, which Rashi explains is part of like a date tree, some type of leaf. You put in line the inside of the mizrak, and you do Kabbalah. So all the blood falls in the mizrak, but there's a little lining of this sieve. Do we say that's acceptable? Mahu min b'she'eno mino chotetz, o eno chotetz, kevan d'mechalel lo chotetz, o d'moloshna. So I'll read that, I'll say it, and we'll read it again inside. Do we say min b'mino, min she'eno mino is not chotetz? Rather, one more time. Min b'sheinu mino is chotetz. They're different minim. Meaning one is a kli sharis, one is a sieve. They are, it is chotetz. Or maybe we don't say chotetz because the blood could travel through the sieve. The sieve has pores or whatever. It goes through the sieve, so it could touch the kli. So it's not a chatzitza. Chatzitza, if you're using, I don't know, something that's thicker, that can't pass through, that's a chatzitza. But this could pass through the blood. Maybe it would be acceptable and not a chatzitza, or maybe loshna. So again, do we say mahu min b'she'ein amino, and it would be chotetz? Oh, eino chotetz, it's not chotetz, it's a kevan de mechalchel. Mechalchel, lashon of lach. It's moist, it's wet, it could pass through the sieve, and it would lochayetz. Oh, dim alosha, maybe there shouldn't be a difference, and it should be chotetz, even though the dam could pass through. So answers the Gemara, amrlei tanina. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Parah, maybe a Braisa, Zotosefta, Zolef v'holech ad shemagia l'sfug. So you're allowed to pour until you get to the sponge. What does that even mean? So I'll explain outside, then maybe we Rashi afterwards. If, let's say, the way it works is you have to use a kli for the Maim Chaim El Keli. Keli, it says in the Pasuk in Chukas, when it comes to Pardum, you need to use a kli to catch the water. So let's say the guy, whatever reason, he put a sponge in the bottom. So now you can't use a sponge because a sponge is not called a kli. Any water soaked up in the sponge is not acceptable. But let's say I have a big kli, a big, I don't know, jug, and there's a sponge in the bottom, and I fill it up. So all the water above the sponge line is acceptable. So you could pour it out until you get to the sponge line, then that pour is that piece is possible. So what's the raya from there? So if you look at Rashi, let's look at the long Rashi, Zolef Vaholech, Rashi says, Reisha de Masizin Hachi in Maseches Parah. It's the beginning of a mission of Maseches Parah in Perek Vav. HaMekadesh B'shukas, which is some type of kli, you Mekadesh the water, the Maim Chaim from the spring for the Parduma in this vessel. Vaya Safag L'socha, there was a sponge on the bottom of it. Mayim shiba safek, the water that's in the sponge, psulim, that's possible. But ketzad yasa, what should you do? Well, how do you use the water in this such a kli? Zolef v'holech, you pour out ad shemigia l'sfug. You can pour out the water until you get to the sponge line. But above the sponge line is acceptable, below the sponge line is unacceptable. And in shukas, he even chalula, some type of hollow rock, al sfas ha'mayin, that was on the lip of the spring, mayim nichnas in law, and the water would enter in, derech chor shibadofna, would enter into this little stone vessel, umashkin behemos, and you use it to water, to give water to the animals, umekachin bo efer chatas latoch mayim chayim v'hi akli. This is a type of special kli, whatever it was. So mayim shibasafug, the water that's in the sponge, Rashi explains, is psulim, techaim el keli, but you need it inside the kli, and if it's in the sponge, it's not touching the kli. So Kay said, who also, what does he do? Rashi explains further, Kishabali tells us a mime when you come to take the water out, you're putting it into some type of other utensil. You pour it until you get there. So what's the raya? Let's just finish Rashi. Zolef Shoif is ad matzei agutar balad. We could ignore this. Two lines down. Alma, says Rashi, Sofig lochaitz, the sponge isn't chatzitza. v'lo pasul elah nivloin b'socho huadin l'siv. Only that water that's embedded in the sponge is problem. But let's say the water that's above the sponge is not touching the kli. Elamai, it is touching the kli because the water does pass through the sponge. So that's considered not a chatita, even though it's min b'sheino mino. So too by our case of the sieve, the blood passes through the water passes through the blood passes through the sieve. It's not considered a chatita either. That's the initial raya the Gemara wants to suggest. But then the Gemara says back, not a raya. Shiny maya the klishu. There's a difference in the liquid being used. Yes, one's a sponge, one's a sieve. They might be perhaps similar, but one's a case of water, one's a case of blood. Water is much looser, and therefore can pass through the sponge much easier, as opposed to the blood, which is thicker, doesn't pass through. So although water might not be considered chatzita when there's a sponge, blood might be considered chatzita when there's a sieve. Whereas the ikadami, others say, no, we draw the line differently. We know between liquids and solids is a big difference. So within liquids, some liquids are looser, some are thicker. So Gemara says, no, the truth is, dam is also considered not considered a chatzita, because that could pass through the sieve. We draw the line differently, says the Gemara. Ikadami, hocha pashile. Bidam kasher, by the blood, it's actually acceptable, just like the maim is accepted by the sponge, the blood's also acceptable by the sieve, because they're both liquids. Yes, the consistency is different, but they're both liquids, as opposed to bekomet, which is flour, which is a solid, that is a puzzle. That would be puzzle if you were to do a kmitza in a klisharis, and there was a sieve that was there. That certainly does not pass it through. So those are two ikadamas. Now, on Talmud Beis, the new Mishnah, the next step in the Avodah, Seder Avodah Shema Kippurim. So we're up to now, where the Kohen Gadol just finished his sprinkling on the Parochas, right? He was in the Kosher Kedashim, he left the Kosher Kedashim, and he sprinkled onto the Parochas. An important thing to keep in mind, we'll see later on in the Amadir, that depending which direction he comes out of, we saw Machlokas, whether he comes out of the northern Parochas or the southern Parochas, that's going to dictate whether he's going to be sprinkling on the northern part of the Parochas, that he comes out, he turns around right away. He doesn't go to the center, as we would have assumed. He goes to the area right where he exits. So either he's going to sprinkle the Parochas on the south or the north. That's going to be one point. And then he's going to walk out to the Mizbech HaPnimi, where he's going to do the he's going to rub blood on each of the four corners. I'm going to say it's all outside to get it clear. So there's everyone agrees he is going to step. Again, let's build a basement where we have it. That's east, that's west. So that's the Kosh Kedashim over there, the Parochas. He comes out to Mizbech HaPnimi, but he stands on the eastern side. Not between the Mizbech and the Parochas, but he actually steps over. He's between the Mizbech HaPnimi and Mizbech HaChiton, and he sprinkles from that direction. That's another Machlokas. Actually, that everybody agrees to. But there's another Machlokas. Does the Kohen Gadol walk around to do each corner, or does he stand over and just lean his hand over each side? And another Machlokas is, which post do you start from, and then which direction do you go on? So the number of different layers here. So again, is he coming out of the northern part or the southern part? Is he standing up in one place and going around, or is he walking around each of the corners? And where does he start from, and what direction does he go to? Those are like five different factors. Hopefully the Gemara will lay that out clearly, but at least you have in mind the structure to look forward to. So the Mishnah begins as follows. V'yatza el ha-mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. So the Kohen Gadol comes out, and he goes in front of the Mizbeach, which stands in front of Hashem. Mizbeach Hazav, which is Mizbeach Hazav. That's the golden Mizbeach, also called the Mizbeach HaPnimi, also called the Mizbeach HaKtaris. Three names for that Mizbeach that's inside. Hischil Mechate V'yarit begins to smear the blood from the dam on the corner. He goes downward. Mehechan Humaschil, where does he begin? Mikeren Mizrachis Tzonis. It gets a little confusing. If you have a picture, it might be helpful. But Mikeren Mizrachis Tzonis. So in our image, our picture here, so northeast would be here. This further, there's a corner like this. Northeast, that's northwest, that's southwest, that's southeast. He starts northeast. He starts with this corner according to the Mishnah. And then he goes to Tzvos Maravis. He goes to the northwest back there towards the Parochas. Then he goes down Maravis Dromis and then Dromis Mizrachis. That's the order he goes in. And Mokom Shumaschil Bechatas Amizbech Hachitzon Mishamhu Gomer Amizbech HaPnimi. Where he ends on the Mizbech HaPnimi, that's where he starts Mizbech HaChiton. There's an opposite. So that south corner is where he finishes Mizbech HaPnimi. The parallel in the outer Mizbech is where he begins the first sprinkling. So there's some contrast between these two Mizbechos. Just the Mishnah pointed out, perhaps it'll help you remember the order. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bimkomo Haya Omer. So while the Tanakhama sound like the Kohen Gadol walked around, he started in this corner, he stepped over to this corner, stepped to that corner, and stepped to that corner, he was always in front of him as he put the blood on. Rebbe Elazar says, no, he stood in one place, actually, the Kohen Gadol. The Mizbech was very small, the inner Mizbech was very small. Haya omed bimkomo haya omed, umichate, he would rub the blood. Va'kulon haya nosei milamata milamala. All the corners, he'd start the blood and work from bottom to top. He'd rub the blood up that way. Chutz mizu shayasa lefanav, except for the one that was in front of him, she had no sin milamala mata, he'd rub down from top to bottom. What's the reason? So Rashi explains that, imagine the blood's on the finger of the Kohen. So now if he goes from bottom to top, the blood's going to come down and get his big day kuna dirty. If he starts top to bottom, the blood's going to flow downwards, won't get him dirty. That's a big concern. So when you're, according to the one who holds the Kohen Gadol, walks around each one, he always goes top to bottom so the blood doesn't get dirty. But Rebbe Elazar, it's the opposite. When you lean over, so then if you go down top to bottom, it's actually going to get in your big day kuna more. If you go bottom to top, it's not going to be something like it's going to be better. The only one that's different is if it's in front of you, you go top to bottom. Rashi explains all this just to avoid the big day kuna from getting dirty. So that's the machlokas. Does he stand in one place and lean over to each corner, or does he walk around and it's always in front of him? So then the Mishnah says further, we're now that he's al taros from mizbech. After he rubs on each of the four corners of the mizbech apanimi, then he sprinkles on taros from mizbech, which means the top, the roof of mizbech. He sprinkles a sheva paman seven times, and then he's finished with all the sprinklings. He did the kodesh gadashim, he did the parochas, he did the mizbech apanimi, and now he has all the leftover blood, what's called the shirayim, the shiari hadam hayoshofech hayosod maravi shemizbech hachitzom. So now the way it works was he's standing by mizbech apanimi. He exits the Mizbech HaChitzon, the much bigger Mizbech. And the bottom of the Mizbech, there was a Yesod, a little foundation that went around most Mizbech, not all the corners. So he'd come out and he'd say the Seed Mizbech, he'd put it on the western Yesod. The Yesod went to the west and to the south. So the Mizbech HaPnimi blood would be poured in the Yesod on the western part. But normally, when it comes to the blood that was sprinkled on the Mizbech HaChitzon itself, when he came down the ramp, he was poured on the southern Yesod. So, but this one goes on the western Yisod, because that's what the first one he encounters. So the Mishnah explains again, Shiari Hadam Hayashofech Hayasod Maravi Shemizbech HaChitzon. He pours the rest of the blood on the western Yisod of the Mizbech HaChitzon, as opposed to Shemizbech HaChitzon. Normally, the blood that was sprinkled on Mizbech HaChitzon, a typical carpet tumid, for example, when you come down, Hayashofech Hayasod Dromi, pour on the southern Yisod. But this blood from the Mizbech Panimi would go on the western Yesod. Now, what would happen with all the blood after it poured down the Yesod? Elu ve'elu, all the blood in the end, Misarben ba'ama would meet together, mix together in the Amma. That was that little canal that passed through the Beis HaMikdash. V'yotzin l'nachal Kidron, it would go out to the Nachal Kidron, which is a little stream there. V'nimcharen l'gananim, they'd sell it to the gardeners, the people for their fields, the fertilizer. Elizabel Umoam Behenu, it's subject to Me'ila, which means they have to pay for it. You can't take the blood from the Beis HaMikdash without paying for it, otherwise it would be an Isser Me'ila Midirabana. So that's the long-winded, very detailed Mishnah. So Gemara now is going to point out the following. So Taner Rabban, the Brisa says, V'yatza El Mizbeach, so he leaves from the Mizbeach. Ma Tamalomar, what does that come to teach me? Amar Rabbi Nechemya, L'fi Shematzinu, we find, Bipar Haba Al Kol Mitzvos. When it comes to the par bal mitzvahs, which is when the Kohen Gadol violates a horah, or maybe a parum davar shel tzibur, so the one of the halachas is that you have to sprinkle on the parochas for these karbanos. Shekorin omed chutz mizbech. The way it worked was, it was very far. Imagine this mizbech apnimi in the center of the Beis Mikdash. And this is the shulchan, that was menorah. The Kohen Gadol would stand behind mizbech apnimi and throw towards the parochas a very far distance for the parum davar shel tzibur. That's how it worked. He wasn't standing next to the parochas like by the Yom Kippurim. That was by the Mizbeach Parham Davar Shel Tzibur. So he would stand chutz mizbeach umazid, throw the blood out towards the parochas. Bishal shumazid, when he'd sprinkle. Yachol avzeh, one might think by the Kohen Gadol, Kippurim, when he sprinkles dama par, dama sar in the parochas, he should also stand behind the mizbeach apnimi and throw from a far distance. Tamalomar v'yatzel mizbeach. He would only exit the Mizbeach now after sprinkling the parochas, but prior to this, when he was sprinkling on the parochas, he was mamish directly next to the parochas when he did the sprinkling. So Heichan Haya, where was he? He must have been lifnim min haMizbeach. He was in front of the Mizbeach when he was doing the sprinklings on the parochas. So we see there's a big contrast between the par dam of the Sarir and the dam of the par for Yom HaKippurim, where he's next to the parochas, while the par bal kol mitzos, he was away from the parochas behind the Mizbeach, throwing from a distance. Gemara now quotes another Raisa, Tani Idach. Lifnei Hashem, it says in the pasuk that the Kohen Gadol walks outside the mizbeach. That's Lifnei Hashem. Ma tamalom. What do we learn from here? So Amar Rabbi Nechemya, Lefi Shematzinu bepar v'sar yishim yom kippurim. Shekoyin Omri Lifnim min mizbeach. When the Kohen Gadol is sprinkling dam par and dam sayer on the parochas, he was Lifnei Hashem. He was Ramamish next to the parochas. Umazin, he sprinkled all the parochas. B'shal shumazin, Yachol Avzakein. One might think when he sprinkles on Mizbech HaPnimi, he's also standing between the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Parochah. He just kind of turns around, faces the Mizbech HaPnimi now. Tamalomar Mizbech Kitaras HaSamim Lifnei Hashem. Asher Bo'al Moed. What's the dik? That the Mizbech Lifnei Hashem, this Bech stands in front of Hashem, but they're not Kohen Lifnei Hashem. Rather, what does he do? HaKetzad Omed Chutz Mizbech Umazer. So again, the Kohen Gadol stands next to the Parochas for sprinkling the Parochas, then he walks behind the Mizbech HaPnimi, and then he sprinkles on the Mizbech HaPnimi itself, each of the four corners, and then seven on top of the Mizbech HaPnimi. So now the Gemara says, Hischil Mechata V'yored, so then the Kohen Gadol takes the blood and smears it on each of the four corners. So the Gemara explains the Machlokas, which corner you start from, even though our Mishnah only presented one of them, there's a Machlokas, which corner you start from, and another Machlokas, what direction do you move in? So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanim, Hischil Mechata V'yored, you begin to smear the blood on the corner. Mehechan Haya Maska, from which corner would you begin? Mikeren Mizrachis Dromis. So while in the Mishnah, we started from the Mizrachis Tzonis, the northern east, this one we're starting on the southeast. Both agree it's on the eastern one, not the western side, but the one that's further from the Kodesh Kodashim, the east. So the Mishnah says you start from the northeast, but this price says you start in the southeast, okay? Mikaren Mizrachis Dromis. From there you go, Dromis Mizrachis, you go to the southwest, which by the way is against what we normally say. Normally, you have to always go to the right. Call Pinoshat Tapona Liyamim. Here, you imagine he's facing that corner. He's going to the left now. He should be going to the right. So we'll see. I'll address that as well. So he starts in the corner. He goes now to the southwest, the Brisa says. And then he goes to Maravis Tzonis, comes to the northwest here. And then Tzonis Maravis Mizrachis, then the northeast, Divrei Rebbe Akiva. So that's the order. You go in that direction, which is the opposite direction. Rabbi Yosef Leomer, no. He's the author of our Mishnah. Mikaren Mizrachis Tzonis. You start from the northeast, which is up here. You move to the Tzonis Maravis, which is the proper way. That's to the right. And then down to Maravis Dromis, the southwest. Then finally to the Dromis Mizrachis, the southeast. That's the order which you go. So Makom Shrebi Yosef Li Maschil Sham Rebbe Kiva Posek. Where Rebbe Yosef Li starts, that's exactly where Rebbe Kiva ends. And Makom Shrebi Kiva Maschil Sham Rebbe Yosef Li Posek. And when Rebbe Kiva begins, that's where Rebbe Yosef Li ends. Okay, just a bit, perhaps again a mnemonic to help remember the order of things. So either way, the Gemara says, Dechuli Amma, everyone's in agreement, Miha, Be'ahu Keren De Pagabaresha Lo Avin. The corner that they encounter first, everybody agrees you don't do first. You skip over the western corners and you go either to the northeast or to the southeast, but you completely skip the western corners. What's the reason for this? So, Bahu Karen, the Pagabesha Law of it, my time. So, Amar Shmuel says, Amar Kra, the Yatze al Mizbech ad Dinafig Mikul Mizbech. The positive is Yatze Mizbech, which means you have to remove, exit from the entire Mizbech, go on the complete opposite side of Mizbech, which means on the eastern side. So, that's why both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glila agree to that point. Look inside Rashi. Rashi around the 10 lines up towards the end of the line, it says, Mehechan Maschil Mikaren Mizrachis Dromis. You begin on the southeast according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara Rashi explains, Rabbi Kiva holds, Kesavar Shtei Parochas Hayu. There are two curtains in the between the Kodesh Kodashim and the Heichal. Vachitzona, the outer one, was Prufa Min Adarim, was opened from the south. So when he exited, the Kohen Gadol exited from the south, Kedetnan B'masnisen. When he exited the Kodesh Kodashim, the Parochas, Derech Darim Haza, a Parochas, he was sprinkling on the Parochas on the southern part of the Parochas, because that's where he exited. When he completed the sprinkling of the Parochas, Balo L'Mizbeach L'Dromis Maravis, he gets the Mizbeach Panimi on the southern part, because that's the direction he came from. Shiv Rishon Olo, that's the first corner, the southwest. Visham lo hayano, saying, but you can't put it in the southwest because kedamrin lekaman the beinim. We need to say v'yaltad nafik mikul mizbech. You need to exit from the mizbech, so you go on the other side, the eastern side now. The fikach yotze lemizrachas dromis umaschusham. That's where you begin, and you choser derech small. You go the left way, which is the wrong way. We'll see why the maras dromis the kaman parach lakif derech yamin. The Gemara is going to ask shortly why doesn't he go the right side, the other direction? Fine, that's all Rabbi Kiva. This is by Shei Parochas, exactly. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yosef Lili, he holds that you start in the northern part. Why? He's of the opinion, Rabbi Yosi de Masnisen, the Rabbi Yosi of our Mishnah, Damar lo hayis Hasham ela Parochas Achas. There was only one Parochas, not two. And therefore, Prufa Midatafen, it was open, the entrance or exit was in the northern part of the Parochas. Uchshe Gamar Matanus Penim, when he finished sprinkling in the Kosh Kedashim, V'yatza Derech Hatafen, when he exited from the northern exit, Paga Trila Betzfonis Maravis de Mizbech. He encounters for the northern west part of the Mizbech. Veshamlonas, and he can't put the blood there. Ad Shiatza Ubalo Mizrachas Tzfonis, until he comes to the eastern part, and then he sprinkles there, and he goes to the northwest, which is the Derech Yam. That's the Machlokas. Again, which direction do you leave from? And then that tell is going to indicate which corner you start from. So now the Gemara asks, wait a second. According to Rabbi Akiva, Nakif Derech Yamim, why don't you go right? Rabbi Akiva is one who held, you start in the southeast. Now when you're facing southeast, imagine this way, the right side is northeast, and then it should go this way. But he goes that way, which is his left, which is the wrong way. We always say Derech Yamim. So how can Rabbi Akiva do this? Nakif Derech Yamim. So Lema, so let's suggest, Bidirami Bar Yecheskel Kamiflagi. They're arguing about that very klal, the behold of this shita, Rami Bar Yecheskel. What's this shita? Dam Rami Bar Yecheskel, it says in the pasuk Yam She'asa Shlomo. The Yam She'asa Shlomo, he made a big ocean, a big pool he made. And when it explains in the pasuk that it was being held by a number of cows, it doesn't mean little cows, it means like statues, that Omed Al Shnei Masar Bakar, there are 12 statues of cows, Shlosha Ponim Tzona, three of them were towards the north, Shlosha Ponim Yama, three were towards the west, Shlosha Ponim Negva, three were towards the south, Shlosha Ponim Mizracha, and three were in the east, V'Hayam Alem Milamala, and there was water on top of them, V'Chol Acharem Besa, and the back was towards the house of some sort. But either way, the direction the pasuk quotes is from the north, then to the west, then to the south. Please, that's when you're standing facing it, that moves to your right. This the raya halamata shekol pinos she'ata pone lo yehe el derech yamim lemizach. The word lemizach Rashi says shouldn't be there. So the derech yamim, every turn you turn should be to the right. So must be Rabbi Kiva rejects this din of Rami Bar Yecheskel. He says no, you can go to the left. So Gemara says mar islei the Rami Bar Yecheskel. Rabbi Yosikli holds of this opinion. That's why he goes towards the right, which is going to be counterclockwise. Umar leslei the Rami Bar Yecheskel. Rabbi Kiva does not hold of the shita, and therefore he's okay going the left side. Everybody holds of this shita. Even Rabbi Kiva holds kopina shita pone is always lo yehel el derech yamim. The hacha b'hacha mifkin b'chok is as follows: Mar saver yalfinan pnim michutz, mar saver lo yalfinan pnim michutz. This din is certainly true by chutz. By din of chutz up in the mizbech chitzon, he always goes toward the right. The question is whether or not the pnim, the inner avodos, is learned out from the outer avodos. So Rabbi Yosef Glit says, yes, we learn Pnim Michut, and therefore the din of Rami Bar Yecheskel, Shekol Pinos Shat Pone Lo Yehel El Derech Yamim, applies to Pnim as well. Rabbi Kiva says, no, this is a din that is exclusive to the Chutz, but does not apply to the Pnim. Now, there is no reason that we have from Rabbi Kiva, but that's just whatever the understanding is, that's the Machlokas. So Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, fine, Senehi De Lo Yalof Pnim Michut. Okay, fine, granted. Rabbi Kiva does not hold the Drasha, you don't have to go to the right. You go to the left. You go either way. There's no din. You must go to the left. You have the option now. It's on the table to go left or right. So why is he choosing left over the right? So Gemara says, Ibai hachinavid, Ibai hachinavid. There's just an option now. For Rabbi Yosef Lili, there's no option. The right is the only way he could go. Rabbi Kiva has two options, left or right. Why does he opt for the left? So the Gemara says, Amar lecha, Rabbi Kiva says back, Medina, the truth is, Behud the Karen the Paga Bereisha, who Avid Bereisha. The first corner you encounter, which for Rabbi Kiva, is the southwest. That's what you should have done first. That was why, because the Amarish Lach, because we saw this in the Gemara Yuma once already before, Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. You have an opportunity to do the mitzvah sprinkling the blood. The north, the southwest corner is the first corner. That should be first. So why didn't you do it? As we know, Amai Lo Avid, Mishum Dichsiv V'yatzei Al Mizbech, Adonafik Mikul Mizbech. But since you have to go, the pasuk says, skip that corner, B'chevin the Yob Ahu Karen. So once you've done the south-east corner, you may as well hadar asilahu karen dechayiv lemeisa bereisha. Go back to the first one that you should have done in the first place. So even though you were able to override Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos because of the pasuk, in the end you should go back and fix it and go back to the initial one. And once you go there, which is still left, you may as well finish going left the entire way since there is no din of kol pinos shatapona. The El Derech Yamim only applies b'chutz, below b'fnim. So we'll stop here and quickly recap what we did today. We started talking about this question of putting the mizrach inside of a mizrach, whether that's a chatzitza or not a chatzitza. We tried to bring it right from the mission of the mizrach male inside the mizrach reikon. We said, no, that's referring to pouring the male into the reikon, not placing the actual mizrach inside. And the reason why it's emphasized in the mission to tell us that it should be mixed very well. We try to bring a raya that standing on the foot of a kohen gadol, another kohen is pasul, must be min v'mino is chotetz. And we said, no, a regel is different. You can't be mevatel your friend's regel, but be my mizrach, we would say chatzita, it would not be a chatzita min v'mino. Then we said, maybe the question is not one of min v'mino, maybe it's a question of derech sheris or not. We brought a raya that two kalim is considered derech sheris. And then the question of whether or not a sieve would serve as a chatita, we tried to bring a rye, maybe the suffug by the maim, and we said maybe there's a difference between water and blood, maybe there's a difference between blood and mincha. Then we discussed this Mishnah about how he comes out from the south or from the north and puts on the corner. Either he walks around the corners of the Mizbech or he stands over the Mizbech and smears the blood. And the Gemara had said that we had a rye that he has to leave the Mizbech. He can't be between the Mizbech and the Perochet, but rather he has to go on the other side, the eastern side. And the Machlok is where he starts from the southeast and walks the left, or from the northeast it goes to the right. Machlok is whether the Perochet is open from the top or from the bottom. And then finally, Rabbi Kiva, although normally we hold of the moving to the right, that's only true of Chutz, but Befnim, there is no din to the right. We had the option to go each way. Since he ignored, or because of the Pasuk, Eim Avrinah Mitzvah, he mits the southwest, may as well go back to the southwest, which is the left, and finish going the rest of the corners. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day, and welcome back.